Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Zeb?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Zeb. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Just fine, and yourself?
I'm a little better than fine because it's Thursday, and we're almost there, huh?
Oh, man, it is Thursday. You are right. I forgot to put out the trash.
Oh, no. That's funny how our brains are programmed. I have that, too. It's Wednesday here. So, yeah, same thing.
Right,
so
right.
I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, as far as I understand, we've made mud clear. You Google any general contractor or something along the lines of the terms and services of what I provide, that I will pop up right there in the list of the local general contractors for that area.
Exactly. Yep, you're exactly right. So that makes me feel good. That means she did a good job explaining it, so I appreciate the feedback there. Now, the main benefit for you is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, it does, but then it's kind of hard for me to understand how it all exactly works because of the fact that, like I was telling Tina, like I told her, I Googled local contractors near me to see if I would pop up.
It's okay.
Through Angie Leads, and it, let me do it real quick.
Did you do a
so
search on
Google,
Angie Leads or on Google?
No, just on Google, because he said that I would pop up on Google as well, but it's through their link.
Exactly.
Yada, yada, yada.
Exactly.
So what I'm trying to understand is how I would come first over JKC Construction, multiple builders, just all the guys that you have listed on here. How would I come first over all of them? How would it be blocked out? It's exactly for just me to pop up versus everybody else that have already been paying customers for you.
Okay. None of these companies that are on the first page are our clients, okay? But every single one of them is paying for this some way, somehow. Some of them have an on-site marketing person that they have to pay an annual salary to do this programming for them. Some of them are working with other data service providers to the search engines. We only work with one company per category, per area, to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So what I mean,
okay,
when I say you're going to be on the first page in front of your competitors, that doesn't mean that you're going to drop, you know, JKC, you know, down, or you're going to take their position and supersede their listing. You could, because we're the best of the best in the industry. Once we give you the most dominant internet presence, you might automatically go to the first listing. But what I mean by that is I just did the search, for example, contractor Flagstaff, Arizona. And right under that search, Google shows me there's 1,210,000 search results. So you and I both know that nobody's going to search through 1 million plus links in order to try to find you. You know, statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page, and yet less than 1% will click to page 2. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know? So the beauty of this program is rather than you being one of 210, 1,210,000 options, you're going to become on the very first page where that high revenue is generated. You know, that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. And incidentally, Zeb, I don't know if Tara shared this with you or not, but there is no shortage of work in the area. I mean, just over the last 30 days alone, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that, again, there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is you're new, so you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that's going to put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And because you're new, I can even put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on the major search engines, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That happens to be a different search result altogether. So once we program top-notch homes into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. So
right.
I noticed that you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I might be able to help you with that, Zeb. We build Google-compliant websites here also. I'm going to text you a link of a sample just so that you can see what it looks like. We charge $400 extra to put these together, but what I'm thinking is since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can ask them if there's any way that they would allow me to include the site at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So in order to do that, I'd have to send out the request and explain your situation, and of course, I'll either get an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for $398 out the door and include the site for free on top of it, I'm sure that you would be willing to try this for a month or two, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
It's something I would entertain the thought of for sure. You said that it was going to cost $299?
Yes. Yep, and that's a flat rate, so it doesn't matter if you get 5 jobs or 15 jobs. You're always paying that same flat rate.
Okay. And that's just a flat rate every single month.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of it, we'll get a website for that's never going to add on or tack on eventually.
Correct. So if I get this approved and you happen to have a logo or pictures or before and after photos or anything specific that you would like displayed online, you can send that over to our technicians and we'll put it up on your site. If you don't have content, that's okay too. We can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running.
Right. Right. Okay. Let's Sorry, I'm just trying to think. Like I said, we're trying to get our feet up underneath us, and we're having some budgeting issues. And if you fill this spot, then that totally just the whole kit and caboodle goes out the door with it.
Yeah, I have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada where for some reason they couldn't participate when we called out, and sometimes they call me back even within 30 minutes, but once the position fills, I don't have a way to remove an existing client in efforts to make room for them, you know, so this is like beachfront property where everybody wants to own one, but there's only so many available. However, you said you're having a little bit of budgeting issues. Do you think that maybe the $398 is a little bit of a stretch on the budget today?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to sit and call my wife does a lot of my bookkeeping for us, and I'd like to call and talk to the real boss. You know what I mean?
I love it. That's so cool. I love the way you call her the real boss, because I'm married too, and I definitely wouldn't want you to do anything unless you and your wife were both 100% comfortable. I will tell you this, if my husband called me and said he wanted to spend $398, I would probably just automatically say no, not knowing what it is that he's doing. But
I got to sell it to her the way you sell it to me, right? That's the last thing you talk about is the price, right? You got to sell the whole product and then...
You know what? Based on what you just said, you're going to have a very successful business, because it sounds like you understand, you know, the salesmanship of, you know, being able to, you know, capture those leads when people call you. It sounds like you're going to really be selling the value of what you do before you get into pricing, which is so great, you know. So let me just tell you that I have 40 technicians just like Tara that are calling out right now, and only one position available. If you calculate this out, it comes to only $9 and some change per day to increase your business. Keep in mind there's no contract, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. And I'm confident that once you see how life-changing this is going to be for your business, you're never going to cancel, because you're going to love it, okay? But if you want to get your wife's blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call her on the other line. I can wait for you.
Okay. Yeah, let me talk to her and see what she thinks.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Take your time, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Hi, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So she thinks that it's a good idea. So from my understanding, you said it was going to be $398 initially, right now?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
Okay. And then the $390 or whatever it was for every month thereafter.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And then how will it work for us getting the website set up? Who will I be in contact with that?
So we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I can send out the request right now, and I'll get a response within about 90 seconds to 2 minutes, just to make sure that, you know, they're going to approve that, okay?
Okay.
So let me initiate that and just ask if we can do that, because I figure it's 2022, and you're going to need the site anyway, you know what I mean? So let me send this out. And then while I wait on their response, I want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
So it would be TNA, so abbreviation for top.com. TNA.
Okay.
338-338-447. @gmail.com.
So TNH, which is the abbreviation for Top Notch Homes, but then after that it's 338-447@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then your last name?
B as in boy, A as in apple, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R as in red, S as in pen.
And then your first name, is it Z like zebra, E, B as in boy?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, would this be the phone number that you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or would everything go through the main number?
Everything goes through this number.
Okay, excellent. And then is the Stardust Trail address, it's 10220, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code to that address. It will be there within about 5 to 10 days, and it's a very important part of the process. So once you get that, just make sure to get it back to us, and let your wife know that it's coming too. It comes in a postcard size envelope from Google, so it's very colorful and recognizable. So if you see that, just make sure to get it back to us, okay?
Okay. And you said that was what again?
It's a PIN verification code. So what will happen, Zeb, is Google is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So Google will send you that PIN verification code. It's a 5-digit number. It'll come in the actual mail, okay? Once you get it, we'll submit it to Google, and now they'll trust you, and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area, and we can publish it. You see what I mean? So it's a really important part of the process. So just like I said, if you tell your wife that it's coming too, and you can even, if you get it and you're out in the field that day or whatnot, you don't have a second to call, you can reply to one of our texts or one of our emails. As long as you get that number over to us, we'll be able to submit it on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
And then give me a second because my light is blinking, so that means I'm getting a response. Let's see what he's saying. Oh, excellent. He's approving it. He said, go ahead and include the website. He gave me a promo code so I can waive the charges, get everything going for $398, including the site. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So that's exciting. So give me a second, Zeb. I need to activate this promo code here. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Debit card.
And is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's mine.
Okay. So just Zeb Barbers, or is there a middle name or initial?
Evan. E is in Edward, V is in Victor, E is in... Oh, sorry, I don't even know how to spell my middle name. E is in Echo, V is in Victor, A is in A.
Apple, right? A like
N
Apple?
Is Nancy, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so it says Zeb Evan Barbers, correct?
Yeah. So,
okay, perfect.
You're saying Barbers, do you have an R in front of the...
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't. I don't know why I did that. My contacts are a little fuzzy. I just have B-A-B-E-R-S, so I don't know why I put the automatic R in there.
No, I'm just clarifying. A lot of people pronounce it Barbers, but sometimes people write it out correctly, and then some people actually put B-A-R-B and still say it Barbers.
Okay. Is it pronounced Babers?
Make it sure. Babers, yeah.
Babers, okay. Interesting. I've never heard that name before. That's very cool. You're unique.
Yeah.
And then yeah, exactly. I love it. It's unique, but it's simple. My husband's Samoan, so I have one of those crazy last names, so I like the simple names. I envy them. So is the Stardust Trail also the billing address, Deb, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the billing address.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It is 4452-0844-2863-9792. Expiration
was the first set 4452?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, the phone cracked up during the first set, so I just wanted to verify, but go ahead with the expiration.
0725.
725, and then the little code on the back?
007.
007. Interesting. So I will go through a voice verification recording, and what that's going to do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they will go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, but just kind of bear with me. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Top Notch Homes.
And then please state your name and title with the company.
Zeb Babers, owner, operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct? Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Great. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 22nd, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This will be a recurring payment. And once your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And I always get a little mixed up with Arizona. We're in California, and it's 8:51 here right now. Are you on the same time, or are you at 9:51 right now?
No, it's 8:51.
Oh, you're okay. So I have an appointment available today. Everything is double booked for today, but I have one opportunity at 1 o'clock. If that doesn't work, oh, actually, at 10 o'clock just became available, too. So I can have the technician call you either at 10 o'clock or at 1 o'clock. Or if that doesn't work, we can see what's available tomorrow. That client interview takes approximately 20 minutes.
Okay, and what is that going over exactly?
That's when my technician will call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, okay, and getting you placed. So, you know, any kind of pictures or logo or anything special that you want to promote, they'll go over that with you at, during that client interview.
Okay. And then how easy would it be to change over my card? That's just a simple call to the support.
Correct.
Team and change
Correct.
It over a card number? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Matter of fact, you probably just got a little text that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There is a link in there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public, so I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and what that will do, Zeb, is it will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up down the road. So if you click on that link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then when you get to that page, scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll have to put your name in exactly the way it's showing. It probably is showing Zeb Evans Babers. And then there's a box that you have to confirm above that, that you're authorized on the account. So once you hit confirm signature, you're going to get a little prompt for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that now. That's all going to be provided at the client interview. My main thing is getting your pricing locked in.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to, I don't know why, but my phone is not wanting to cooperate with the data right now.
Okay, the technician will remind you to do that step later because they'll see that you have special pricing, so they'll remind you. So I wanted to just verify, does the 1 o'clock appointment work better or does the 10 o'clock appointment work better for the technician to call you?
Let's do the 10 o'clock.
Okay. So I'm going to block out an hour right now from 10 to 11 o'clock, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, that customer service line is attached to that text that you received. So we're available for you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, so anytime, like you said, if you want to change the card, you have a billing question, you have, you know, an update for your account, anything like that, you just call that number and hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you wanted to talk to me specifically, my name is Tina, and I'm at the same number, but my extension is 777. Okay, so when you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay.
All
so
right.
On that text message, it
says local flash, plus station driven, mobile response website. The link, there's two different links. One of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a link to a sample site that I sent you just so that you can get an idea of what your site will look like. But after that text, you should have gotten another one that says, Zeb, thank you for choosing Local Splash. That's probably why it wasn't agreeing with you. Yeah, it was probably taking you to the sample site.
Okay. All right.
So do you see the second one that has the customer service number too?
Yeah, I see it. Okay.
So if you want to click on the link, we can make sure that it goes through.
I've tried to click on it.
And it's not working?
Sorry, I've tried. No. I have multiple apps open, probably the reason why, but we'll see. Let me try it again. No, something's not going on. So I'll have to try it later, I guess.
Yeah, they'll remind you at 10 when they call you, but also that same link, I sent it to you in an email too. So if you check your email, you'll see one that says welcome to Local Splash and one that says Local Splash initial invoice. So that's the one that the link is attached to, the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. So maybe, you know, like you say, your phone is just glitching or something, and you can go in through the email, and you can do the same thing through the link, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you are all good to go, Mr. Zeb. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know that you and your wife are absolutely going to be thrilled with this. So have a very profitable year, and then my technician will be calling you in about an hour or so, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good, Tina. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and have a great rest of your day, too, okay?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.